Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
Housewives of True Crime.
Monday, July something, 2023. Mm-hmm. We talk about crime and stuff that's happened over the weekend, or it hasn't even become the weekend, actually. So
it was a long weekend. This was the 4th of July.
Yeah.
I take my dog to the vet this morning. I came home after and like took a shower, but I like got her there for her appointment.
Yeah.
At 8 a.m. and I was looking
fresh. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Then I dropped my kids off at camp and I was like, happy 5th of July. The camp counselors concurred.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. And the dogs,
it's
on
like
the mend.
Super Bowl Monday.
Some people that follow us on Facebook, because I didn't talk about Kyla here, but I think Kyla's on the mend, which is my daughter, and Scout is still in question. The dog.
Scout is still questionable. Dog. Yes, she's doing another round of IV fluids tomorrow.
It's got to be a pretty penny to do that. Is it not like the $99 one that you can call for humans? Kind of.
I know.
Hangover cure.
Does that make me the biggest asshole to that? I think that too.
No.
No.
No, it's true.
No. Like
they're doing the same thing.
Everything is more expensive for the dog than it is. I mean, everything, even
so
if
true.
You are a cash patient, is, yes.
Mm-hmm. I know.
She's pretty dog and she is costing me a pretty penny.
It's kind of like when you live in a nicer area, your stuff goes up, you know, when like your gardener comes or the guy that needs to paint your roof or whatever, it's like, oh. It's this price for you because you got a little extra tax.
Oh, you think that's what it is?
Mm-hmm.
You think I'm getting,
Yeah, you have a bougie dog.
They think she's fancy.
It's not just cute. She's a bougie dog. You paid a penny for
her. She doesn't have papers. I'm not that bougie. Okay.
Yeah, but they don't know that.
I didn't get one of them AKC dogs. No. Okay. Well, anyways, mm-hmm. I wanted to tell you about my 4th of July tab.
Okay. Tell me, please.
It was,
You were really excited. Okay. So you had the committee. If you listened on Patreon this last Thursday.
I joined. Yes. You will know that I am part of the 4th of July committee. It is very legit and important. We take it very seriously while we drink Trulies at the park. Okay.
Right.
Anywho, I think I've been fired. We had a couple fails. One was I was in charge of cookie decorating and we ran out of sprinkles.
Mm-hmm.
So I think maybe that was a problem. the main problem, I would say, was the mimosa bar. First of all, I had to regulate on some bitches that do not know how to make mimosas. They think it's half orange juice.
No, dude, I have had you might as well just forego the champagne if it's going to be all orange juice. You know what I mean? It's like,
that's right.
What's the point?
That's right.
The point is you just need it to look orange-ish. Not that's even orange, right. Like tangerine color.
That's right. So I started playing bartender. And while I was up there, kids were asking me for orange juice because another failure of the committee was we did not provide any children's beverages.
Oh my God. This is why you should not drink Truly's while you are planning this thing.
We didn't think that through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, another failure was I contributed my French toast casserole to the neighborhood breakfast potluck. It was supposed to be red, white, and blue because I do the macerated strawberries with, you know, fresh whipped cream and blueberries.
Yes.
My kids ate all the damn blueberries. So just look like I brought something French to 4th of July. I got some shit about that from some neighbors pointed it out to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I said I was going to counteract the French part with the red, white, and blue patriotic ness.
Well, you know, the French did give us the Statue of Liberty. That means,
oh my God, where were you when I needed a comeback?
Right?
Hello. I digress. There were a couple other failures with the committee, and I think we have disbanded. You know, unfortunately, that's how it went. At the end of the night, my kids, who, you know, I have said I am the one who makes the effort to see the fireworks every year, and no one cares but me. And they all seem like they have some hostility about me keeping in the car and traffic and all of that such. Yeah. Right when it got dark, my kids started crying.
Because they weren't going to see the fireworks?
It's not 4th of July if we don't see fireworks.
Yeah. Dude, you should have came to Texas. You guys, she was supposed to come to Texas.
Oh my God.
She didn't because it was supposed to be hot as balls. But it wasn't hot as balls.
We could see some from the front porch of my friend's house. And so it was, you know, not like the like best way view, out there. But I was like, there you go, kids.
Oh,
there they are. Okay. Right there.
Next year, coming to
Texas. Next year, I'm coming. I told my Texas, next summer, we're going to Texas and Dollywood. I need to do that Lazy River. Yeah. And I feel like it's like we can do it all in the same week.
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
He's not that excited about it. I don't know why.
I don't know. All right. Let's get into crime that doesn't include. It actually has a little bit to do with 4th of July. Ironically enough.
You are so thoughtful.
And it is a listener suggestion by.
Excellent.
Let me tell you right now, because I do not want to forget Miranda Gaelic.
Thanks, Miranda.
Yes, she
good
is.
Good job, Tabby.
I could see her picture on my email, and she is a disco biscuit. Okay. Oh, okay. I just got a text message. My friend just got back from Mexico. She went to Tulum. Mm-hmm. The water there is not good, you guys. So just a...
No, I know. I hear the seaweed is a bitch.
No, that's in Florida, I think. No, I mean... No, the water.
No, in Tulum. No.
Oh, no way. Like what? It's like too much seaweed?
The ocean water. I hear they have that seaweed blooms everywhere. It's like it's not sexy.
Oh, no, I don't even know about that. She,
and it
I think,
stinks up the beaches. Ask her about it.
Okay, well, she like drank the water or something.
Oh, so she's got it. She's butt sick. Yeah, so is my husband.
Did they both go to Mexico?
I don't know.
So
where
just
you went.
PSA, if you all are going to Tulum or Cancun or somewhere.
Yeah, it's Montezuma's Revenge. It's a thing.
It is totally a thing.
Yeah, people know about it, actually. Okay, so crime.
Yes. This case takes place in the great state of Ohio. You know my joke, Gretchy?
Ohio.
You guys know my joke. If you listen,
so I don't know yet.
I could tell you're tired, by the way.
I know you have one.
I do, but I'm not going to say it because all the people that have listened to us long enough, they know it. And if you don't know it, then you can go back to some episodes and you'll know it. I'm gonna leave you guessing.
You're so mean. You're so mean. Don't talk I know. Them.
Okay. Marysville, Ohio.
Or just Google corny Ohio jokes.
Totally.
Okay.
Okay. So Marysville, Ohio. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. I have not. There's the population is 26,000. So it's pretty damn small, if I would say so myself. And it's pretty pricey. Like the houses that I was looking at, 3,700 square feet, which is pretty decent size house for over half a mil, dude, like $600,000.
Oh man, not that is.
Don't you think that's pricey? Pricey. I know. But then I started looking at just, yeah, that's what I think. But then I started just looking at prices of houses in general. And dude, it's expensive out there. Everything's gone up, you know, even Trader Joe's, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in Marysville, Ohio, there is a Honda plant that employs 4,200 people, which seems like almost half the city. And one of these employees back in 2000,
that might be not exactly good math.
It is definitely not good math, you guys.
I might be tired, but I know 4,200 goes into whatever 29,000 more than twice.
Okay. 1/6 of the population. Are we good with that? I think it's about 1/6 of the population. Yes. 26,400.
Just a whole lot of Marysville people.
Yes. A lot of people are employed there. 4,200 people. And in 2001, there was a woman named Patty Atkins that worked at Honda. Patty was a 29-year-old disco biscuit, like super disco biscuit. Okay. 5'8", 120 pounds. Blondish brown, kind of wavy hair. You know, she had it going on. She also was a shift supervisor. She'd worked there since she was 19 years old. And she worked that afternoon night shift, which I think is like, you know, like nurses do that stuff. And it's a hard shift, I think. Get off at midnight.
I hate the night shift.
I know. I mean, we used to do it. We waited tables. We would get off at midnight all the time.
I know. But you know, my favorite thing was always breakfast. I mean, I just never made as much money.
I know. I mean,
the day shift. So I always had to do nights. But, you know, that's where I like to be done with work
early.
Walk away, go home. Yeah. I don't need to be there all night.
It was good when we were in our 20s for sure. Where we were like,
because the night continued.
Yes. Yeah.
10 o'clock was the new 2.
Right. Patty was divorced. She was a single mom of a little girl, McKaylee. And Patty and her ex had a good relationship from all accounts, from what I said, it seemed like they were very amicable, which I think probably means that they shared custody nicely. And, you know, they didn't really talk to each other. That's probably what that means.
Yeah.
Patty had one little flaw in her character, and that was that she was seeing a fellow employee who was married with children. It's not the best idea. This guy, we are going to call Ryan Roses.
Okay.
You know Ryan Roses? Ryan's Roses.
Now Ryan's Roses.
We're going to just call him that. That's going to be his name, because what I have heard is this guy has lawyered up, and if people go around talking about him, he sues people, and we don't need any of that business. So we're not going to use his real name. But if you guys want to find out what this guy's real name is, it's not hard. You can look it up yourself. However, dude, I could not for like the life of me find a damn picture of this man. So I have no idea what he looks like. I just know his name, and it's not Ryan.
Okay.
But it might be close. Okay.
Now
dating a married man is not ideal. It's not what we suggest. But Ryan had assured Patty that his marriage was pretty much over. You know, he just needed to get through a couple things before he could officially be divorced. One of those things being the side business that he had. You remember on our last Patreon, we talked about like getting divorced and how it's not that easy, right? Because you have to go down to one income and two incomes is better than one and whatnot. So I assume Patty was thinking she understood all this. She was divorced. And so she was just looking forward to the time that Ryan finalized everything so they could move forward in life and the two of them would live happily ever after. Ryan even talked about having more kids with Patty. Mind you, she was only 29. Okay. So, and with one kid. So she probably wanted more kids. Patty was pretty upfront about her affair with her family. I think she told her sister, she told one other of her girlfriends and a coworker. Other than that, she didn't go around talking about having an affair with a married man. She was pretty tight-lipped. No one in her family thought this was a great idea, but they also thought, you know what? She's a grown-ass woman, so she can make her own decisions, and they kind of let her be. One thing she did...
I kind of like that way of thinking. I think you should leave it so that people can... No, I just want to have the relationship with people where they are free to tell me what they're doing, even if I don't agree with it.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to know you can tell me.
Yeah. Yeah. And right? I think that is kind of what
you're going to do what you're going to do, no matter what you're going to do.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially at 29 still. I think there's still some
at 29. It's like, I can't stop you. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So one thing she did confide in with her sister was that Patty was loaning Ryan a lot of money.
Ooh, I might tell you not to do that.
Yeah, no. she was helping him pretty much get out of his marriage. And mostly what Ryan told her was that it was for the business that he had. I think he was trying to buy out the partner of the business, which happened to be his brother-in-law. Or so that's what he said to Patty. Patty took money from her savings, from her credit cards. She even drew a loan from her 401k and sold stock in her in Honda just to give this guy some cash. But love is love. Love will make you do crazy shit, you know?
No, that's she had on some dick goggles or something. That so, is like, that's too much. That's too much.
This is true. It is too much.
Love don't cost a thing.
Until it does. But okay. Maybe, so I was thinking that maybe she thought, or he was telling her, don't worry because we're going to be together. We're going to be married and this business is going to be yours too one day. You know, I don't know. Yeah. I'm just thinking. Yeah. So for about a year, Patty allegedly gave a total of $90,000 in cash to Ryan. Ryan didn't want any kind of paper trail because he didn't want his wife finding out that Patty was giving him money. So he just wanted the dollar bills.
Okay.
And that's what she gave him. But these, you know, the 401k, it's a loan. And so you have to pay that back, right? So the payment was due in July, starting in July of 2001. Patty owed money on this loan for her 401k. And Ryan assured her, don't worry, babe. I gotcha. I'm going to start paying that back in July. No problem. Well, just before July rolled around on June 29th, to be exact, was the start of the 4th of July weekend at Honda. Honda had its last shift before its holiday shutdown. They closed shop for a whole week, Gretchy, on 4th of July. Like their whole, everybody gets vacation. Is that amazing?
Okay. Call me stupid, but I did not, Honda's an America made car, right?
No, it's not, but there's a Honda plant. I even looked it up. Okay. So like it is there.
Okay.
I don't know if
that's why they ran so well.
Because they're made in Japan or something. I don't know. They're
making shit. Yeah. Okay.
No, they're not American made, but I guess, maybe they assemble on me. I don't know. Don't ask me. I know.
Oh, you're right. I'm sure it's an assembly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's there. Trust me. 4,200 people work there.
I believe you. I believe it.
All tell us. Okay. So anyways, they're going on vacation. Ryan told Patty that he wanted to take her on a remote vacation in the woods of Canada, just the two of them. It sounded to Patty like a real good time, a getaway. No kids, no work, no stress. Ryan told Patty, get a babysitter romance. For your kiddo. Romance. It's romance. I don't know. I'm not really into the remote areas of any place, by the way.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know you're not. Yeah.
I'm not really a camper. You know what I mean?
Not really a camper. She likes pretty places with lots of trees, as long as there is like a, it's the kind of place like Aspen, like, where there's like a, like
there's a
like
lot
private
there.
Planes land there. Yeah.
Even better. Like
there's a Chanel store somewhere in the town. It. Yeah. I didn't say you shopped there. I just say that's how you like your pretty places.
That's true. Okay.
Yeah.
That's true. Okay. So yeah. He says, we're going to this place. Just me and you, baby. We don't need anything. Don't even pack a bag, girl, because I gotcha. We're going to buy everything on the way. Also, tell your family there's no cell service. And I don't even think there's any service of any kind. So don't be alarmed when you don't call them for a week. So before her shift on the 29th, she had her ex-husband take her little girl for the first half of the week. And then her sister, Marsha, was going to take her child for the second half of the 4th of July week. And she didn't do a whole lot of packing, but I don't know what woman would go on vacation with like absolutely nothing. So she did pack a small duffel bag that was confirmed by a friend at work. She said she put some lingerie in there that she had just purchased. She also boarded her animals right before she went to work. Two cats, I think, and maybe a dog, but I know cats were involved. Ryan told her to carpool to work so she didn't have to leave her car there. And so she went with a friend. And this is the one that I told you about, the duffel bag. And then he said, clock out real quick, run to my truck, get in the bed of it and wait. Ryan had also carpooled to work that day with another coworker, and he didn't want this particular guy seeing Patty. He had to take this guy home before Patty could hop into the cab and they could go off on their week-long getaway. Ryan didn't usually take his truck to work, but because they had devised this plan, it seemed to be the best option. Plus, I think he said his car was in the shop that day. And then just 3 days before the 29th, he had purchased on the 26th a tonneau cover for his truck, which would make a perfect hiding place for Patty. Do you know what a tonneau cover is?
What do you mean? Like the flat thing? You're not like a camper shell?
It's not a camper shell. It's like that flat thing that goes over. Like Chris Bryson used to have one when he would like put his surfboards in his truck and like it would lock.
Yeah. My husband has one of those on his truck.
Yeah. Okay. So now they kind of roll. Does your husband have one that rolls or does it like up and down?
Oh no, it like rolls.
Yeah. Those are the new kind. In 2001 is kind of when I know about it. I think it goes up and down at that point. But anyways, they're pretty expensive. Mm-hmm. They go on trucks so that they can like lock stuff in there and people can't steal the stuff. He had just bought one for his truck and installed it that day. So it would make an easy hiding place for Patty before she could get out and then like sit in the regular part of the truck with him. So,
okay,
like
let me just intercede for just 1 second.
Yes.
There is no way I am going somewhere where I can't have cell phone contact with my child for a week, for one. I'm just telling you, clearly she is mesmerized by the dick. Also, just packing lingerie. It's because he is like married and it's still hot.
I know.
Because no mama in her right mind is signing up for this. Like, I'm going in the woods with the no cell phone contact. I mean, not even me, and I'm a camper. No way.
I know. I agree with you. And I'm also not getting in the back of your truck. I think actually, like I might have at one point in my life, but not now. I'd be like, yeah, like, mm-mm. Dude, tell your bro to find, you know, 41.99 people to like go get a ride from. Not me. I'm not taking you home, buddy. Like, get in my car. You can hide on the floorboard, but in the back of my car.
Yeah, but she's not thinking clearly. Her brain is clouded.
I know. It's unfortunate. It really is. Mm-hmm. So after midnight, like I said, Patty clocks out of work. And that would be the last time that anybody would see Patty Adkins again.
This episode is sponsored by Astapro. Thanks, Astapro, for providing Tab and I with samples. Shout out to all my allergy suffering friends out there. You know how they say it's that time of year for allergies? Well, for me, it sort of feels like it's always that time of year. I thought I had tried everything until I recently discovered Astapro. Astapro is the first of its kind nasal allergy spray. It is the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes while other allergy sprays take hours. Astapro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astapro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can Astapro and go today. That's A-S-T-E-P-R-O allergy.com. Astapro and go. It's faster pro. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. Clink, clink.
You have heard me talk about my language learning skills with Rosetta Stone, and I'm telling you, I'm getting really good at it. I learned a little bit of Japanese before we went to Japan last year, and I really love the French language, so I'm learning French at the moment. Bonjour, bonsoir. I'm even getting a little bit of the accent down. Not very good, but I'm getting there. And with Rosetta Stone, it makes it so easy. I download it on my phone. I learn it in the car. It is awesome. You can do it on your desktop, wherever you find it convenient. They are there for you. And they have 25 languages, you guys, that you can use. And right now they are giving a lifetime membership for 50% off. So you can learn as many languages as you want for your entire life, which is amazing. And the best part is it starts off, you know, with just words and then phrases and then sentences. And then you should be able to have a conversation with somebody that also knows the language, which is, you know, my entire goal. So don't put off learning that language. There is no better time than right now. Seriously, get started before your summer vacay. Our listeners get 50% off the lifetime membership. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem it today at rosettastone.com/today.
Listeners, today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Are you busy? Well, of course you are. And if you're like me, that means you put off investing because maybe it just doesn't seem urgent or it's intimidating. Enter Acorns. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests your money for you. What I love about Acorns is that it gives you the tool to give your money a chance to grow. You don't have to start with a lot. Just start. Believe me, it feels great. Head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Client testimonial may not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. Investing involves risk, including the loss of the principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisors, LLC, Acorns is an SEC registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Securities, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com. I'm talking about Rakuten. Have you checked it out? Because I recommend you do. Rakuten is the most rewarding way to shop and save because the members earn cash back on everything they buy. Rakuten is a shopping platform that partners with over 3,500 stores that I know I shop online at, like Zappos, Sephora, and Best Buy. We are all already online shopping at our favorite stores, so why not be saving while doing it? It's a no-brainer. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop. How it works is the stores pay Rakuten a commission for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the commission with its members. You get paid via check or PayPal quarterly. Membership is free and it's easy to sign up. Start all your shopping at Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app and start saving today. Your cash back really adds up. Listeners, Remember when everyone was doing juice cleanses and was basically hangry all the time? Well, there's a better, more sustainable way to lose weight. Ro provides access to the most popular weight loss shots on the market. The Ro Body Program pairs a weekly shot with healthy lifestyle changes so you can lose 15 to 20% of your weight in a year on average and actually keep it off. Ro's partners handle all the insurance paperwork to help get medication covered. If eligible for medication, patients have access to their provider on demand for any questions. You can sign up online from the comfort of your own home. This means no scheduling a doctor's appointment, no commute to the doctor's office, and no waiting rooms. Average weight loss is 15 to 20% in 1 year with healthy lifestyle changes, BMI, and other eligibility criteria apply. Go to ro.co/clink. Sign up today and you'll pay just $99 for your first month and $145 after that. Medication costs are separate. That's ro.co/clink.
With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Well, let me tell you, mylifeinabook.com is a very unique service. I did it for my mom and my grandmother, and it has been amazing. It basically turns your mom's life stories or your grandmother's or anybody that you think is special in your life into a book. So here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send a question via email to the special person, whoever you choose. You can ask custom questions too, but I just kind of let My Life in a Book choose what questions to ask. And then your special person, like your mom, can type their response or they can record their voice. And My Life in a Book compiles it all in a beautiful keepsake for you. And guess what? They can even create audiobooks. I mean, this is such a unique gift that will last a lifetime for you, your mom, your children, your children's children. It is the best gift you can give. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use our code CLINK at checkout for 10% off. This is an unforgettable gift for you and your mom. Get it today. Use our code CLINK, mylifeinabook.com. After a week went by and Patty failed to show up to get her daughter from Marsha's home, Marsha obviously started getting worried. She hadn't heard from her sister all week, but like I said, Patty told her that may be the case. She said she was going to try to call on the road, but, you know, she didn't know if it would happen. Although that was unsettling to Marsha, she didn't really worry about it. But when the afternoon rolled around and no Patty, Marsha decided to call Ryan's home. She acted like a customer to a side hustle. And Ryan's wife answered the phone and said Ryan wasn't home, but he was expected home shortly. Marsha then called back a couple hours later when her sister still was not showing up and Ryan answered. Marsha immediately says, "Where's Patty?" And Ryan acts like he doesn't even know her. He finally was like, "Oh, you mean my coworker? Why would I know where she is?" And Marsha was like, "What did you do with my sister?" He basically says, "I have no idea what you're talking about." And he hangs up the phone. Marsha had like a sinking pit in her stomach because she knew that he knew exactly where she was and exactly what she was talking about. Marsha immediately called the police to file a missing persons report. And then, like a good sister, Marsha wasn't going to wait around for the police. So she calls back Ryan's house later, like late, because she wanted answers. And she was also going to tell his wife everything that she knew. So
100.
Yeah. She gets both of them on the phone. And Ryan, of course, denies. And Ryan's wife's like, "It's impossible. Ryan's home after work. I know it. He just got home at 2:30 in the morning that morning. There's no time for him to have an affair. He has two jobs." She said he was home all week. He did not go anywhere. There was no remote vacation. He did projects all week around the house, even laying a cement slab in their backyard.
That's impressive.
Mm-hmm. Only one day was he gone in that whole week, and that was to go fishing. Marsha was getting nowhere with these two. And if anything, she may have given them too much information, as Ryan got a little clever. And from what Marcia feels is he started asking her what exactly she knew about him, because Ryan thought that nobody knew about him, right? Like,
yeah, I was thinking that.
Yeah. And so he was like, oh, your sister knows about me. What do you know about me? Because now I need to know.
Yeah.
So for the police, they first head over to Patty's home to see if they can find anything out of the ordinary, and nothing is amiss. So they go to interview Ryan. Ryan says he knows Patty, but there's no affair. It's just some girl at work that, I mean, out of all of them, he knows who she is. He says he has no idea what they're talking about. He got off at midnight, drove to Burger King that night with his coworker, carpool guy, and then he got home at 2:30. The coworker did live in Kenton, so it was about 30 minutes away. And they questioned, like, okay, even if you had to go 30 minutes to drop your buddy off, which, by the way, is also sus, because, like, why would you carpool with somebody that lives 30 minutes from you? The opposite direction. That doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. And he said, oh, it's because we were in Burger King and we waited 45 minutes for our food, which is also kind of sus.
Listeners, did you know that an estimated 5 billion plastic hand soap and cleaning bottles are thrown away each year? And if that's not bad enough, most cleaning formulas are 90% water, which is heavy to ship, leading to excessive carbon emissions. Plus, those products are often filled with nasty ingredients like chlorine and ammonia. That's a lose-lose situation for you and the planet. Nobody's trying to have that. Enter Blue Land. Blue Land is on a mission to eliminate single-use plastic by reinventing cleaning essentials to be better for you and the planet with the same powerful clean you're used to. The idea is simple. They offer refillable cleaning products with a beautiful cohesive design that looks great on your counter. Fill your reusable bottles with water, drop in the tablets, and wait for them to dissolve. Genius! You'll never have to grab bulky cleaning supplies on your grocery run again. Refills start at just $2.25. Blue Land is trusted in over 1 million homes, including mine, y'all. When I received my first shipment of Blue Land, I was blown away by how this simple concept just makes so much sense. It's so easy. You just drop the tablet into the stylish functional bottles and get your clean on. I love the subscription option because I am not trying to get one more bulky item in my cart. Blue Land products really get the job done and leave my home smelling so fresh and clean. Blue Land has a special offer for our listeners. Right now, get 15% off your first order by going to blueland.com/clink. You won't want to miss this, guys. blueland.com/clink for 15% off.
The wife confirms that they did, or he did, arrive at 2:30 and says, you know, like I said, there's no time for an affair. He works two jobs, blah, blah, blah. But guess what, girl? There's always time. There's always time. They question the coworker, who also says they did in fact go to Burger King, and he says he never saw Patty. The timing still is off with the 45 minutes to Burger King, which is fake news to me. The manager of Burger King also said, absolutely not. There's no way that anybody would wait more than 15 minutes. And most likely they didn't even wait 15 minutes that night, because I think
I waited 30 minutes one time in a Mickey D's in Castaic. And I mean, it was a big deal. Dude. People were pissed.
Yeah. And by the way, this guy This guy did less than, I think, $20 in that whole hour. So they're not waiting 45 minutes for anything.
It's not in and out. Okay. They don't have the same situation.
They don't.
Taken forever.
No. And even at 45 minutes plus the 30 minute drive, it doesn't add up. There is 2.5 hours to account for here. Where were you? The police then come back and they search Brian's house, where they do find a couple pieces of key evidence. They find a birthday card that Patty gave to Brian. They find a love letter that Patty wrote to Brian, and they find a random phone that supposedly Patty bought for him, and a Hard Rock Cafe shirt that Patty's sister claims Patty bought for Ryan when her and her sister went to Florida, and they went to Hard Rock and it was like a Florida Hard Rock Cafe shirt. And then at Ryan's bottom.
But okay.
I know. Then at Ryan's automotive shop, which was his side business, they found that tonneau cover, and he had already taken it off of his car, by the way. He took it off on July 6th, supposedly. And on this cover, they found cat hair and a small trace of blood. The police tested the cat hair and determined that it was actually the hair of Patty's cats. The trace of blood was so small that they didn't test it at the time. In 2001, the testing was not that advanced, and they thought they should wait to test it, which I think was smart, because I don't know what it would be like at this point, but at the time, they were like, if we test it, one, we don't even know if we would get any results. And two, we think the test, that there will be advancements in the test where if we wait on it, maybe we could get something that wouldn't.
They might not have anything left to test. Yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
They also brought in cadaver dogs, and one picked up on that cement that was laid by Ryan that week. Unfortunately, Patty was not under the slab. But this reminds me so much of Kristen Smart, the Kristen Smart case, because remember, this guy also laid a slab of cement and like hid stuff under there. And then we think that he dug that slab up and then moved her body or whatever. But I'm not sure that he used the cement. I have a feeling that either tools that he used in the cement laying were the same tools he used for other, like for Patty's disappearance, or he used that cement also when he went fishing and did kind of like a Scott Peterson thing.
Listen, that's when okay. That's not true. First of all, but I am thinking he used the cement, and then he had some left over and had to have an excuse for having cement. And, you know.
Yes, that's what I think.
He's a guy. Yeah. And so he's just making the most out of, you know, I mean, it's like, you know, you got a little leftover salad the second night after you made something with bell peppers or whatever. You got to use it all up.
Right.
If you're resourceful. Yes.
If you're resourceful. He's just, if you're you, I would just toss it.
That's definitely the difference between you and me.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Also, this lake trip, I don't think they said they searched like areas, but I don't think they like really did much in that lake, which I would say would have probably been a good thing to get out there and really go look in that lake for her, like right away. Ryan also agreed to a polygraph test, which he took, and it came up that he was being deceptive. But as we know, like those things don't hold up in court. So even though I think it gives us a little something, it's not enough to convict him or even arrest him. So even though they had all this circumstantial evidence, there was no Patty and there was no body. And so this case just went cold. But in my mind, it's not cold. We know exactly what happened. Sure, we need a jury to convict Ryan, right? And Ryan Roses is innocent until proven guilty. And all of the stuff that I just told you is all alleged and it's all hearsay. I don't really know any of it. Mm-hmm. It's just what I have read. But when I think about it, I mean, we got Kristen Smart's killer with less evidence than this, in my opinion. I know some people feel that the police messed up a little. I think there could be some further investigation that needs to happen. They could have done a lot more at the time. I think they did miss some things. I've heard through the grapevine that Ryan is still married and his wife has claimed that Patty was a stalker. She's not a super fan of hers. I do think it would be really hard to think that your husband murdered somebody or was capable of it. But I have these other feelings, like maybe this whole affair was more of an emotional affair and it was a ploy to steal money. And maybe the wife was in on it. Well, totally hypothetical.
Oh, but that's totally hypothetical. But, you know, whether it was or it wasn't, he clearly manipulated, let's say it's true, he manipulated her to get the money. So he was never in it. So, I mean, it's kind of like Dirty John. I mean, it's one of those situations where he's just everything. If his motivation is to get her money and he knows how it's going to end, he is going to make her smoothies in the morning. He's going to say everything that she wants to hear. That's why she was so willing to go, you know, without cell phone communication with her child and just bring lingerie. She probably didn't even have bug spray.
This is true. That is why also she would keep giving it to him because he's like, I'm going to marry you and my marriage is over. And
yeah, everything I don't even she wants probably, to hear.
He's probably like, I sleep on the couch every night. You know, like I have had friends in relationships where they were with a married man and all of this stuff was said to, you know, and.
Well, look at so if he's that kind of, you know, narcissist, whatever you want to call it, then he's pulling that same stuff on his wife, right? You know?
Yeah. If she's not in it, if she's like not involved at all at this point, I feel like he has had to have told her the truth. I think she's got to be in on it now.
Some people don't want to hear it like ever. True.
Yeah. Also,
I don't know, but you know, in the case of this is something I actually didn't bring up last week, but in the case of that Ira Einhorn case that we did, the woman who turned him, well, kind of led Interpol to finding his wife, he was living in France with Annika or whatever.
Right.
She was his friend and she read a book that I read too, and it's really boring. Okay, I don't recommend, but she read this book about him and she changed her mind, but it took her like 12 years.
Yeah.
And the book, you know, to change her mind. And, you know, Holly's body was in his closet.
Oh my God. In a trunk. So crazy.
So, I mean, and this lady has no body. So some people need a lot of convincing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I also think like, what is it with this coworker? Like I think if I was the coworker, I'd be like, dude, bro, you're not going to drive me 30 minutes out of your way. Like I wouldn't even take that ride. So maybe he stashed a little money to give to the coworker to, you know, help him offload her. I don't know. I mean, we don't know. Also, Ryan quit his job at Honda right shortly after this whole debacle because he says he was getting too much flack, which I would imagine would.
It could get a little awkward. People have a lot of questions.
Yes.
And so what is her family doing right now? Are they making the big push to get justice for their sister?
You know, it's been a long time. 2001, it's 20 something years ago. So I think they were very much so. I'm sure they are, but I think they probably also feel like totally defeated, you know, like, but they still have that blood sample, I think. So I feel like now is the time to test it. Now or never, really. Yeah. Come on. It's been 22 years. We have exactly 22 years, right? So let's do it. Also, the family, I'm like, why don't you civilly sue this asshole? Like, you could do that. They're scared of something, maybe. I don't know.
They could.
But the fact that this guy's name has never been released publicly is interesting to me. Like on all the shows, all the podcasts, nobody says his name. There's one podcast that does say it. So I was like, if they don't say it, I shouldn't say it either.
Well, you know, obviously it's unfortunate that she is no longer with us. I mean, right?
They declared her
dead. A motherless child. Yeah. But what also sucks is some douchebag taking your money. And speaking from experience, I did not pursue the douchebag that took a lot of money from me.
Yeah, you did. But
since then, I have watched a lot of Judge Judy. And let me tell you, first of all, put everything in writing. But even if you don't, you need to go and try and get your money back because those assholes get their tongue tied when they are in front of a judge. And if you have proof that you took out the withdrawal, you can go in front of a judge and say, listen, this was not a gift. I made it very clear. We had a verbal agreement.
So there's
try and get it back.
there's no evidence that he ever collected the money. It's just from what Patty had told her sister and her friends.
But I'm sure there's a bank. She took out, if she took money out of her 401k, no, then there's the withdrawal.
All of those withdrawals are shown, but there is no money going into his account. So whatever he did with the cash, he paid cash. The other thing is, like, I do still think there is
Judge
a lot
Judy
of evidence.
Would get him to admit that he had the fucking money. I'm telling you, Judy's where it's at.
But there is things tying him to her, like the cat hair. Like, how did you just put that tonneau cover on your truck? You don't even supposedly know Patty, but her cat hair is on the truck cover that you said she wasn't in. Like, how would that happen? That is not just going to happen by like luck of the draw of like you and Patty walked out at the same time and her cat hair flew off of her shirt and into your truck bed. Not happening.
Right.
Also, you don't use those tonneau covers for 5 days or 6 days. Those things are over $1,000. So I think all this evidence is evidence. It's circumstantial evidence. I mean, but there's some reason the DA does not feel like it's going to get a conviction. But I think that it could. After this Paul Flores got convicted of murder, you guys, I think having her cat hair in your truck, having blood on your truck, knowing that you were going on this supposed trip and never actually making it there. I don't know.
It's really surprising that they didn't civilly sue him, because then they could have deposed him.
Yes, right? They should do that. They should just to get some real answers. There is a $25,000 reward for any information leading to getting somebody information to this case. So I think now is the time. And I think also if you're involved in this in like a very slight way, maybe you should come forward and ask for immunity to give your story. It's a good time to do that too, before they start putting your ass in jail. Just a little advice. Like I said, this is all from articles that I've read online. All this stuff is just from news articles, because we don't have any court records yet, because nobody's been arrested or convicted. So, and Ryan is, you know, he's innocent until proven guilty. So I just want to make that very clear that it's all hypothetical here. And if you know anything, please contact Crime Stoppers in Ohio. Their number is 614-461-TIPS, T-I-P-S on your phone. And that's it, Gretchy, for today.
Okay, that's a wop. Okay.
We don't usually do missing person cases because I hate them. I don't like missing person. I feel for people
that
are not
completely
missing.
True, because it's true. You actually,
what
do those cases?
I do. I do sometimes.
I feel like you do like some cold cases and stuff like that sometimes.
I do because I think, yes, because even the Kristen Smart, like I love to find answers. But we also did that one where we knew, you're right. I did one in Texas where I knew the husband did it. Mm-hmm. And he's never going to, you know, people get away with murder. They do. They really do.
Literally. Yeah.
Literally. Okay. Unfortunately. So that's a WAP. Hopefully you guys are having a great, great week. And if you have not checked out our Patreon, that's on Thursdays, please do so. Housewives of True Crime/Patreon. No, sorry. I must be like really tired too. Patreon.com/Housewives of True Crime. Ooh. And also, if you listen on Apple, you could just push subscribe on that Clink Clink Club. Gretchen's going to fall asleep. And it's 2 hours later for me, girl. And I have a 7 a.m. flight.
I went to SeaWorld on the 5th of July. Yeah. I've taken the dog to a vet and camp.
Okay. All right. And then follow us on all of the socials. If you haven't checked out our YouTube, please do so. And give us a like and subscribe. Thanks, guys. Clink, clink.
Clink, clink.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.